We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting a third of the way down the Amid. The first words on the line are Rav Shimon Umay, starting about Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's near Tosfos Der Maschka Mishpat, that's where it's found. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nishpara Mifarekes Reivasa Ima. This is talking about a person. A person breaks his spine with Reiv of the Basar in that area as well. The halach is, he's dead. He's considered dead. Metame ba'oil. And he's metame ba'oil. We know a person is metame ba'oil. If his mefrekas breaks, and with the rave basa, the halach is metame ba'oil. I'm going to ask me, v'metaymar, oisen ma'isa, the eili mefrekas by rave basa, havai. I'm going to ask me, we find in Shmuel Aleph, that eili, when he heard about the aron, that the aron was captured, he fell off his chair, and he broke his spine, and he died. So you see, it only Rav Basar. There was no Rav Basar. There was no incision. There was no cut. There was no knife. He fell off his chair. From time on, the alien for Rav Basar. Zok the Gemara is a Kena.
Why did it
skip what
you said?
Because it's Master Shmuel, Rav Shmuel is saying is only if you have both Nishpah for Rekas and Rav Basar. Now, if the Shmuel teaches us that Eli broke with Mefarekas alone, it's teaching us something. What's in the Gea? How he died? It must be teaching us that Mefarekas alone is considered a Mesa. So why did he write Basa? So the Gemara is a Kena shiny. There, because he was old as well, and that's what it says in the pasuk. The Chsiv, Vayehi b'Yaskirai, as Aron, Vayehi k'Askirai, as Aron Alekim. When they mentioned to him the Aron Alekim, Vayipa Malkisei Acharanes, he fell off his chair backwards. Ba'ad Yad Ashar near the door, Vatishavim Afarakta, and his spine broke. Vayomos. Why? Ki Zaken Eish v'Kavedu. He was Zaken and Kaved. He was heavy, and he was a Zaken. So therefore, it's not a right from there. So Shmuel says, if Nishma Mefarekas, Rav Basima, then it's Matam Ba'il. Om Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yechanon, Karu Kedag, if someone tore a person like a fish, it means it went across his body, like a fish, to the length of the body. Here, someone cut him on the length of his body, Matam Ba'il. He's considered like an Avela. Om Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Umegabai, Badafka from his back. From his back, if you cut him that way, then he's metame ba'oil.
All these cases, the guy is still breathing?
Yeah, he could still be breathing, still be mefarchesas, but this is considered dead. It's not a treifa, it's an avela. It's an avela. Rashi says, metame ba'oil, afil mefarches, even if he's still moving around, still, he's metame. Omar Shmuel, this is talking already about behema. Omar Shmuel, I saw a gistera, if you cut an avela, you cut a behema, like a gistera, which means you cut it in half, you went to the width, you cut it in half. Nevela, it's a nevela. Omer Abelazo, Nidol, like Rashi says, Shechotchel, Rochvoy, Betzavara, Kula, Yer, Beshedra, Rechol, anything that's cut into two is called a gistera, and that's considered a nevela. Zotamar Vait, Omer Abelazo, Nidol HaYerech, Vechal Oshlo Nikr, if his Yerech was a behemoth, they took the behemoth's Yerech off, and Vechal Oshlo, the gear says nicker, or the rakar is the word nicker, but either way, it means that not only did they remove the yerech, but they left a gaping hole in that spot. Now, if part of the foot is still there and just most of the foot is taken off, the behemoth is considered a trefa, because it says that if the foot's removed, marakuva velamata, it's a trefa. But here, it was more than that. The whole entire leg, the thigh as well, until it left a gaping hole in the body of the behemoth, that's considered an avela. When it's crouching on the floor, usually it crouches on his legs. Here it's missing his legs and you see the hole. So near a chesera, that is an example of nitla yerech v'chaloshla. It's not hasam. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Olos, and Rashi says it's talking about the Shemayna Shrotzim. Tosfos takes issue with that, and he says this is talking about behema chayev oif. Tanat Hashem, Hutsu Rashayim, if the head was chopped off of either Rashi means the Shrotzim, or according to Tosfos means the Behemo Achaya, even though it's jumping around, Temeim, it's Tamein Nevela. Just like we find, the Metzias is, Kizana Valata, a tail of a lizard or a different type of animal, you cut off the tail itself will still be moving afterwards. Farchesis, that's not alive, obviously. So the same thing, if it takes off the head of a behemoth, even if the behemoth is still moving around, it doesn't mean anything. My hutsu, what's the level that's called hutsu? Means completely off or not? Shlaka shomar, hutsu mamish. Means, yeah, chopped off. Rav Asi omar, Rav Moni kavdolas oilas oif. It means like the level of avdolas oilas oif. Oilas oif is two simonim. It means like that. Now, really, the truth is, by the oilas oif, we had this a little bit before, it's machlekes to what level is the oilas oif separated. Are we going to Rabbanon and he didn't actually he's not actually arguing on the first man of Yamar. According to Rabbanon, Havdalos Ozoif means both Simonim. If it's both Simonim, that's exactly. Hutsu Roish doesn't mean it's completely off. It could be attached with some skin. But both Simonim are severed. So is it like the Rabbanon, and therefore the Le Pal Gisu, he's not arguing Rosh Lakish, if Asi's not arguing Rosh Lakish, or Dimakavdalos Ozoif Rosh Shimon. It's like those all yourself, all of Shimon, which means it was Roiv Upagisu, and he's arguing on our Shlokish. So what do you mean by saying Avdalos Ozef? Do you mean that those two Simon are completely severed, or it's Roiv? Amalei, Kavdalos Ozef, Lord of Shimon, Paginon. Rav Asi meant to say Avdalos Ozef of Lord of Shimon, which means Roiv, that's already considered an Avela. Ikadamri, the same thing, just here he speaks it out for Beferish. Ikadamri Shlokish, Oma Hutsu Mamish, which means both Simon are severed, completely cut off. Rav Asi Omar Rav Moni Kavdalos Ozef Rav Shimon BeRoiv Shnai means Roiv of the two Simon, Roiv of the two Simon. Now Toisvis in Devar Mas Chutzu, a small Toisvis says Nira the Pligi as the Iri Dileil the Sagil of Afrekas Rei Basel Lachod. It says it's before we had the Iri said that Oif is called an Avail already just with Afrekas Rei Basel. Here it says you need either Roiv of two Simonim or two Simonim. It says Chutzu Mamish means you need the full two Simonim. So the Balamar Taka says, and it's interesting, Tosfos Nemzon, that Balamar says, who said you cut off the Mefarekas and Rav Basa? Maybe all you did was the Simonim. But now who said you did the Mefarekas and Rav Basa? That's the Balamar Tainas. The Balamar says, "Venir elish ba'ilus oif loyar tzarch lachdech Rav Basa ki havdolas shnei Simonim lemarkedisley kaim makam Rav Basa." Maybe it just means, maybe you have to do my frekas, because usually a malikas elzaif comes in the back, but who's have to do Rav Basa? So it's not a kasha on Ze'iri. Ze'iri said, my frekas or Rav Basa alone is making a veil. Here it's mashma, you have to actually cut the simonim to make it into a nevela. And we have machlekas over here. We don't have machlekas, ma'isa. It depends on tutsal and gemara. The ma'isa, in the maskaras gemara, comes out of machlekas. There are shlokas says, when it's coming a veil, hutsu mamash, which means both simonim are severed legamri. And according to Rav Asi, Lefid Maskonos HaGemara, it means, like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, that Roiv Shnayim is sufficient to make it into an Avela. Now, who is this Rabbanon and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? We're waiting for this. We had this already twice on this Ovid. Who is this Rabbanon and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? My Rabbanon or my Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Now, the Gemara is going to go into a Braisa with different Psukim and different Droshes. So we have, by the Oilas Oif, we have one pasuk that says Ve'krivu akoyin el mezbeach u'malak es roishoy v'hikta mezbecha v'nim tzedom akir mezbeach. And this pasuk is mashma ve'krivoy that oilas oif is different than chatas oif. We don't know in how, but it's different. We have also the pasuk says u'malak es roishoy v'hikta mezbecha. We'll see. We'll learn a drasha from that soon. And we also it doesn't say there memul arpai by chatas oif. It says where it is memul arpai. Here it only says malak es roishoy. Now, there's another pasuk, which will be our discussion now. It says that by our oil of a yoreh, the carbon oil of a yoreh, the first level is for Ashir, he brings a carbon behema. He brings a chatas behema. If you can't afford that, you bring two birds. One for chatas, chatas oif, and one for oil of oif. The pasuk says, Vesasheni yasa oil kamishpat. What does it mean, kamishpat? That's the Gemara Shaila. What exactly does it mean, kamishpat? So the time within a brisa. Vesasheni yasa oil kamishpat. So what does kamishpat mean? So the Tanakama, which is not Rav Lozer, we have three sheets here, Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rav Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama is who we call the Chacham, let's say. It's going back on the Chatas Behema of Ashiris, because really, these two birds are replacing that Chatas. So Kamishpat means Kamishpat Chatas Behema. We'll see what we'll learn out from there in a second. Maybe it means you shecht it like a Chatas Oif. When the pasuk says ve'krivoy, cholak hakosuv, chilek hakosuv, v'chatas oif, oif, the Torah was mechalek between Chatas Oif and Oilas Oif. So we know it can't be Kamishvot Chatas Oif because it's different. So therefore, Kamishvot must mean that you do the Oilas Oif like Chatas Behema. Man and Mikhaim Kamishvot. Kamishvot Chatas Behema? It means Kamishvot Chatas Behema. Now, what are we learning exactly? What are we learning from Chatas? But what are we learning from Chatas Behema? Zogt Gemara. Ma Chatas Behema. Just a Chatas Behema in a bar on top of our base now, Elamana Chulin. First of all, it only comes from Chulin. You cannot use Moyes Maisa Sheni, money for Maisa Sheni, to buy a Karvan Chatas. So just a Chatas Behema, you can't take Mina Maisa Sheni. We'll see later on in Daf Chav Beis the drasha for that. So here also, by Eilosef as well, has to be Mina Chulin. Another din, it says by Chatas on Yom Kippur, it says Loshim by Yoim. Says there, by Kiyabiyam Rezei Chap Aleichem, has to be Dafka by Yoim. So here also, the Avoida has to be Yoim. Third of all, over Yodai Hayemanis. We learn from Chatas Behema that just like there has to be done, the Matanis, the four Matanis have to be the right hand. Here also has to be, by El Saif, the Malika has to be done with the right hand. Afa El Saif, in El Ba El Menachulin, Uva Yoim, Uva Yodai Hayemanis. So the question was, what do we do with the Pasik, Ves Hasheni Yasa Ola Kamishpat? It means the Ola Saif is done, Kamishpat Behema. What do we learn from Behema? Three things, Chulin, by Yoim, Uva Yodai Hayemanis. So now we're learning out from a behemoth. We know by behemoth, how many sevanim need by behemoth? Two, roiv shnayim. So maybe by oilas ha'oif, also it'll be sufficient with roiv shnayim. This is all in Tanakama. Imala halam b'roiv shnayim, af kam b'roiv shnayim. Tamaloimar umolak v'hikter. Mak tara b'roish.
The Pasuk says, Umolak vehikdir, and really it's Shver, because it says in the Pasuk, Umolak is Roish, vehikdam is Becha, and Nimtzadam akhir is Becha. The Nimtzadam was before the Akhtara. So why does it put the Akhtara next to the word Molak? Elamai to teach us that Molak is like Akhtara. Just like Akhtara, it's the Roish Ba'atzmoy and the Guf Ba'atzmoy. By the Malika also, it's Reish Ba'atzmai, Guf Ba'atzmai, which means you sever both Simonim. Now, how do we know that Haktara and Haktara is Reish Ba'atzmai, Guf Ba'atzmai? That's a different drasha. That's a drasha that we learn out from, because it says Haktara twice in the Pasuk. It says Haktara later on in the Pasuk again. What are the two Haktaras? The two Haktaras are one Haktara on the Reish and one Haktara on the Guf. And we learn out Malika is the same thing. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that we know that it doesn't mean Kamishvot Chatas Oif, because it says very krivoy. It has to be separate. It's a separate idea, Chatas Oif. But now, it's similar to Behema. Okay, similar to Behema, we know it needs two simonim, and we're learning at Chulin, Beyoim, Beyodi, Imanas, but maybe it's Reiv Shnayim like a Behema. On that, we say, no, a Malak V'Hikter, that it's separate, that each thing is separate, that you have to separate, just like Akhtara is separate, Malika also, it's separate. So as it comes out, the feet of Tanakama, that Kamishpat means learning of Chatas Behema, Vekrivoy learns out Chaluk, Umalak is Roishoy, is teaching us that, Umalak V'Hikta is teaching us that it's two separate things, it has to be two simonim severed completely. That's what comes out according to the Tanakama. So this is the Tanakama sheet that they have to shech by also both simonim completely. The next sheet is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, but he argues. He says, it's trying to say that it's going back on Chatas Behema because we're in the parasha of the two birds, and the first bird was a Chatas Oif, so it makes sense going back Kamishpat Chatas Oif. So Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Kamishpat, what does it mean Kamishpat Chatas Oif? And what are we learning about Chatas Oif? Ma Chatas Oif Mimul Oif. Just like Chatas Oif is Mimul Oif, because remember we spoke about before that in the Pasuk by Oilus Oif, just as Malak as Roishoy. This is the beginning of Ayikra. Only Malak doesn't say anything about Mul Arpoy, by Oilus Oif. So how do you know where the Malik is? So we learn out, just like Chatas Oif. With here it says Mul Arpoy, here also it's Mul Arpoy. Ma Chatas Oif Mul Oiref, Af Oilus Oif, Mimul Oiref. It's also Mul Arpoy. So Kamishpa means Kechatas Oif. Maybe if it's like Chatas Oif, maybe it has one simen weapon mavdil af kam moelik vein mavdil simen echad. Tamaloyma ve'krivoy. Therefore, it says ve'krivoy. Ve'krivoy means that it's separate, and Rashi says you also have to use the malach v'hikter to say it's completely separate. So our kapodim, that's how we know it's two simonim. The Kriva says it's two simonim, and Malach Vehikter says it's two separate, completely two separate. The simonim have to be completely separate completely. Now the question is, if you have a shmuel, how do you know, let's say chulin and bayoyim v'yadi yaman? It's not learning out v'chadas behemah, right? You're learning out mishkamishmiz v'chadas oif. How do you know those things? So Rashi says there's a hekesh. The pasuk says zois ha'toyra. He says zois ha'toyra la'olav la'mincha. And it's saying all the kabbalas hookers to each other, and he learns that la'olav means sai oils behemah and sai oils oif. So there's a hekesh to all hookers to each other to have ta'achatas that has to have bayoyim v'yadi yamanis. And the Rashi says that the Tarakama held no, that hekesh only kabbalas behemah like shlom v'asham and not by oifos. So that is shita number two in this brisa. So if your first two shitas, you have to cut the entire two simonim. I can ask me, maybe, why can we say that's like chatas oif, that it's roiv, it's like roiv, just it needs two simonim. So that's Rashi really asks this question. And he says maybe that's the case. So he says there's no reason for you to say roiv. Once you teach that mishpat is a drasha for mul oiref, and the kriva is going on Avdallah, he says, you can't say that it goes from one simon to roiv shnayim. Because it doesn't say, the halosh rashi, loy shnayim ksivakra, loy roiv shnayim ksivakra, el Avdallah ksiva, loy yavdil. And here we're saying the kriva, but ola is mavdil. So if it is mavdil, so then there's no reason not to say that it's a full two simonim. It's a full two simonim, that's the pastures, because that's usually what shchita is, that shchita is by Avdallah, and therefore, the Rabbi Shmuel as well, you're going to sever both simonim. So we have a Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shmuel both hold, you sever both simonim. There's no reason to say roiv. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, he says, third drosh of Kamishpat. It means the first man ever learned Kamishpat, Kamishpat Chas Behema. We learned that Chulin, Yodai, and Yoim. Second man ever learned Kamishpat Chas Behema, but we learned that Mul Oirev. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Kamishpat Chas Behema. Like Mishchas Oif, and we're learning out, Mal Halon, just like over there now on top of Chav Beis, Oiches Beroish Uve Guf Maaz, just like there, when you do the Hazah, you hold on to the Roish and the Guf, Afkan Oiches Beroish Uve Guf Maaz. Mike Omar, what are you saying? That we just said you have to grab both of them in one hand? Well, what's he talking about? Hach Kama, Mal Halon, Kishu Oiches Haroish Uve Guf Maaz. There, since we say that lo yavdil, so we know it's attached. So when you're doing the hazah, automatically, when you hold on to the roish, the guf is attached to it because it's still attached. Afkan, it has to be a matzev because you akos with a roish, but guf a mazah. It has to be the same type of thing. Learn chaz behema, chatas oif. Just like there, when you're mazah, they're still attached, the head and the body. Here also still have to be attached. Okay, so yimala halon m'simen echad. Just like chaz oif is one simen, afkan m'simen echad. Tamaloimar v'krivoy. It says in the pasuk v'krivoy to say this thing is separate. This is a separate thing than chatas ha'if. It's different. It's a oilus ha'if. It's different. So it has to be different something. What's different then? It's two simon. It's one simon. But it's only roiv. Had it only roiv because they have to have oiches b'roiv shavaguf. It has to be that your oiches b'roiv shavaguf. So that is the drasha according to Elazar of Shimon that teaches you that the limud from chatas oif is that it's still attached. It's not lo yavdil because you have here two simonim, so it's a bigger level. It's ve'krivoy and it's different than lo yavdil. By chatas oif is lo yavdil, that means one simon. Here it doesn't say lo yavdil and it says ve'krivoy, so you know it's different, so it's two simonim. But we have a drash to say it's still attached. So it's like a shikl hybrid. It's, you know, it has a little bit of chatas oif in it that's attached, but it's ve'krivoy that needs avdol of a mixas, has to be separate. It has to be two simonim, but it can be roif. So this is the famous Rabbanon, Elazar of Shimon. We have four Rabbanon hold that you need shnayim b'kulay by oilus oif. According to Elazar of Shimon, it says roif shnayim. Here it is. Here are the drashas over here.
According to Elazar of Shimon, if we attack it completely separate, wouldn't be good?
Wouldn't be good, because he learns that from Chatas, it has to be oiches roish and guf together. Oiches roish together, you have to do it. It could be by kachim, a lot of times things are not ma'akiv, because that's nishana kachim l'akiv. That's a good shayla, but this is the ikar mitzvah lechatchila to do roiv shnayim. That's the way you do the mitzvah, and that's why you yoytze the mitzvah roiv shnayim. According to the other way, you say it the other way. Tanakam Rav Shmuel, you're not yoytze the mitzvah with roiv shnayim. You have to do completely because that's part of the din v'krivay. That's different. It's a havdalah. Malach v'hikter says it has to be separate. That's what you see from here. So you really have to know how to explain Malak v'Hikter according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, which the Gemara will actually say something there that we in the next Gemara, and that will answer this kasha. But as it comes out, that is the Rabbanon and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon.